This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The news from Cambridge-based Moderna is stunningly impressive. The biotech company reported today the coronavirus vaccine it's developed has been found to be nearly 95% effective in clinical trials. According to the nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, the finding is, quote, as good as it gets. Dr. Rick Malley is senior physician in Boston Children's Hospital's Division of Infectious Diseases. His research focuses on vaccine development. Dr. Malley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First, Dr. Malley, these are early findings Moderna is reporting, and if these and other vaccines moving through clinical trials right now continue to show such impressive progress, this would be a game changer in the fight against the virus. But we were told several months ago it would take a year to a year and a half for a vaccine to become available, and now we're hearing that Moderna's vaccine, at least, could be ready for those at highest risk before the end of this year. So it's warp speed, but does that kind of speed give you cause for concern?
Well, I think we should always remember that any vaccine that does get deployed has gone through a very thorough investigation for potential side effects, and also a very thorough investigation to make sure that we are not deploying something that really has no efficacy at all. So far with the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, we have heard these are very encouraging results, far exceeding our expectations. But we need to see the data. The FDA will certainly pour over the data and look at them very, very carefully before deciding whether these vaccines warrant authorization or licensure. Until then, I think we should keep our enthusiasm. This is a very bright day for our fight against COVID-19.
I want to keep that positive outlook, certainly. But as you have mentioned before, the fastest vaccine developed to date has been for the mumps, and that took 4 years. So are you concerned that there could be shortcuts in the development and in the manufacturing the vaccine, regardless of which company it comes from?
I think you're right that there are some questions when you have a vaccine that gets to a phase 3 clinical trial less than a year after the virus has been identified. And I agree that we have to look at the data very, very carefully. One reason why these vaccines could be made so much faster than any other vaccine that we have ever studied is the use of these new technologies. So whether it's the mRNA strategy used by Pfizer and Moderna, or the adenoviral vectors used by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, those are modalities that have so far not resulted in any licensed vaccine, but they are much, much faster for development and for manufacture.
The effectiveness, of course, is going to be depending on how many Americans will actually take the vaccine. And right now, polls have found that about half of all Americans would try to get a COVID vaccine if there were one to become available. You need public confidence for widespread use, and you need widespread use to quell the disastrous effects of COVID-19. What can you say to those who might be reluctant to take a vaccine and to address the concerns?
The biggest problem with this whole field, unfortunately, has been that there's been so much politics associated with vaccine development. So I think once the noise of politics gets a little bit drowned out, people ultimately, I think, will listen to reason. And that reason might be demonstrated by, for example, initially immunizing those who are most vulnerable. Individuals who say, well, maybe this vaccine has side effects that I haven't heard about, but I know for a fact that given my age, given my medical history, I am at very high risk of serious or fatal disease if I catch COVID-19. So I will roll up my sleeve and get the vaccine. The more people do that, gradually, I hope that we will be able to show that the concerns over the rapidity with which these vaccines may have been licensed are not founded in fact, and that the vaccine is generally safe and effective.
Let's say we have the luxury of choosing from among 2, 3, even 4 vaccines that become available at the same time. Do you anticipate that people will actually be able to shop around? And if that's the case, how do we make the decision as to which to use?
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting situation, one that we really have not faced ever before, where generally there's 1 or 2 vaccines on the market and quickly one of them, for example, in the case of the shingles vaccine, where the more recent one was so clearly superior that it essentially eliminated the older one. I I don't know if we're going to be in that situation. I think there's a few factors that are going to be determining which ones are offered to Americans, for example, and other places in the world. The Pfizer vaccine currently has a major issue with the need for ultra cold refrigeration. Now that, of course, or freezing, that means that certain parts of the world, maybe even certain parts of the US, are not amenable to the rollout of that vaccine. This becomes very quickly a non-starter unless Pfizer can change those requirements. Another issue that I think is very important is to try to understand as soon as possible whether these vaccines have differential activities as the patient gets older. So right now, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines have reported over 90% efficacy. But what most of us want to know about is how well do those vaccines work in individuals who are over 65 years of age? The other thing we don't know that we will learn over time is there might be some vaccines that are more durable, that are associated with longer protection than others. And that would also guide which vaccine a national program would choose. If it turns out that one vaccine is good for 3 or 4 months and then the immunity wanes, and then alternatively, another type of vaccine confers at least 1 year or more of protection, I think the choice will become pretty clear.
Dr. Rick Malley is senior physician at Boston Children's Hospital Division of Infectious Diseases. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.
And Malley himself is involved in the development of a coronavirus vaccine. It's currently in animal studies. He says he sees it as a potential backup should the first round of vaccines not work out as hoped.